This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
If you're new here, again, we want to tell you thank you for jumping over here. We're just simply giving you information that nobody wants to give you. And I'm talking about, you look at what they call the left and the right. I'm talking to the new people. It doesn't exist constitutionally. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. We notice that the conservatives of the day, the best that we have, they're all parroting the narrative given by the CIA-controlled narrative and their narrative and basically parroting the teleprompters by fueling the left-right narrative. And Jesus told us in Mark 3:25 that to divide and conquer, the best way to do that, as he said, a house divided against itself will fall. We got to be aware of that. That's what's happening. This is the narrative that the mainstream media and the useful idiots on mainstream networks, the best the conservatives have, we call them yesterday's liberals. Why? Because they're good for nothing, Matthew 5:13, and we're giving you the information. We're going beyond what they're telling you. And notice they never give you the resolve. The conservatives of the day, friends, that call themselves conservatives of the day, if they're not giving you the answers, they're not worth their weight in gold. They're not the salt of the earth that stops the putrefaction. Not at all. They're a part of the problem. Okay? So with that, I thank you for joining us. If you want to call in, please do. Sons of Liberty Media. Oh, my goodness. Did I just say that? I did. I wish I could show you this right now. I got like 25 different tabs of information I want you to have before the end of the show. And I wish I wasn't such a long-winded brother from another mother. But I was going to say, if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also, jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Also, wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. By the way, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side. Subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. Cool? All right, let's get over to this. I want to show you, because we're hearing about Hamas now. We're not hearing about ISIS. We're not hearing about Al-Qaeda. Now it's Hamas. It's Hamas. It's always some sort of monstrous evil that we have to get behind and blindly follow the government right into as they continuously take our money, steal our money, and give it to foreign nations. That's insane. This is probably the third time I've said it. Folks, this little distraction going on over in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas, your government's funding both sides. Just so you know. Yeah, Taliban's another one. That's right. Yep. It's your government paying for both sides of the war. That's what bankers do. Well, they drive the narrative. What are they doing? They're trying to garner more control over the lives of the people through terror. Okay? I'm teeing this up. Who's the ones that are responsible for illegally alluring, treasonously, the illegals into America? And why would they want to do that? Who's doing that? It's not me, a Christian constitutionalist. Now, listen, I am a lover of a stranger that comes in lawfully, but if they don't come in lawfully, I have a serious problem with them. Who's alluring the illegals into America, friends? More than mayors and governors. Who's doing it? Why are the illegals coming to America? Because under the hand of God, it's called judgment. You're going to be dispossessed by foreigners. They are going to be made the head, and you are going to be made the tail if you continuously disobey the living God. That's the bottom line. 1-866-582-9933. Let me put a little no in front of you real quick. Let me give you this information. This is The War Room by Steve Bannon. Now, I don't know a lot about Steve. I just had a friend of mine call me from Florida the other day who has been on his show a couple times, and I'd asked about him. But I don't want to find fault with his conduct until I see it. I'm not going to allow someone to taint my judgment until I see him bear that fruit. So I have nothing bad to say about Steve. But what he's bringing forth is exactly what the American people need to hear. To his credit. Okay, so I'm high-fiving Steve. This is what I know of Steve. I don't know nothing more, nothing less. And I know how people like to pin me to somebody's sleeve and say, well, Bradley, because you had him on his show, you're best friends. No, that's not how it works. Their information may be more pertinent than mine during that particular time because they know it better than I do. Okay? And in this particular case, this video that I'm about ready to show you, friends, it doesn't get any better. And you need to hear and listen carefully. You need to hearken, as the Bible tells us, listen carefully to what this guy has to say concerning the illegals that are coming to the border of America. We're not talking about 5, 10, 15, 20. We're talking not about 1,000, 3,000, 6,000. We're talking about 8,000 people in one day. How long do you think that's going to go on before you have nothing? How long do you think that's going to go on before you're completely dispossessed and you figured out who is responsible for this? I'm telling you, before it happens, because my message, it always has been, is prevention is better than cure. I'm telling you right now, you have illegals flooding your... We had Sheriff Mark Lamb on. I just talked to Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, who's out of Arizona. I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention to the people that are on the border. I'm listening to law enforcement. They're telling me what's going on. Here, this one is probably the best one that I've heard thus far. Check this out.
In Gaza, no mention of the invasion of our country. Give us an update.
Yep. Okay, so what he was highlighting really quick there, friends, was he was talking about how the American media, the mainstream media, has your attention on the borders and other countries while you're being invaded. This is what I continuously tell you. Folks, while they're telling you somebody's under attack, you're the ones that are under attack. This is a part of their little psyop. Psychological manipulation is what it is. Here we go. Check this out.
Yes, sir. We woke up today at 4 o'clock in the morning. We started walking. We already walked 15 kilometers with the migrant caravan that is around 6,000. There is still 6,000 that they're arriving to this particular place that is called Huixla. Right here is where they're going to stay to see if the authorities of Mexico are going to give them the permit to see if they can move to the northern borders. One of the stories, Steve, that I want to tell you is that what the Biden administration has done has incentivized the cartel to be more aggressive, to be more relentless, and to be more
so
brutal.
Your government, he's telling us right now, Oscar Blue Ramirez is telling us right now that the current administration, Treasonous Joe, which I've told you before he entered into the People's White House, you've known this for decades about this criminal, he's a traitor to the country, Article 3, Section 3. He just told you that this current administration is incentivizing the cartels. Your government is incentivizing drug lords in other countries to drive people into your country. I didn't say it. Roscoe, Mr. Oscar Blue Ramirez did. And I'm going to come back, and I want you to hear more of what he has to say. This goes on for about 2 minutes. Because it's just the tip of the iceberg. Again, Americans, listen carefully if you're just joining us. I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about your country being invaded as we speak. Okay? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm going to get back over to Steve Bannon doing an interview with Mr. Ramirez here concerning what's going on on this
you're on the
border.
Yes, sir. We woke up today at 4 o'clock in the morning. We started walking. We already walked 15 kilometers with the migrant caravan that is around 6,000. There is still 6,000 that they're arriving to this particular place that is called Huixla. Right here is where they're going to stay to see if the authorities of Mexico are going to give them the permit to see if they can move to the northern borders. One of the stories, Steve, that I want to tell you is that what the Biden administration has done has incentivized the cartel to be more aggressive, to be more relentless, and to be more brutal. Migrant was telling us that as soon as he was coming in illegally from Guatemala to Mexico, he was kidnapped by the organized crime in Mexico, and they told him that if they didn't pay $10,000.
Okay, so as they're alluring these people in, as they're being incentivized by the current administration, the cartels, the drug lords are basically threatening people to pay them money, and they are leading them across over to the United States where they seek a permit to come into the United States. In the process of that, they also threaten that if you didn't go along with it, they would basically disembowel you. Okay, this isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. This is very relative to what they do. Okay? Check this out. He'll say it right now.
Dollars or an amount of a bribe, their organs were going to be extract.
Their organs were going to be extract if they didn't go along with it. This is how they're being driven to America, friends, and driven out of those nations. Okay?
They're doing at the borders, and that has been openly incentivized. The organized crime knows, and the cartel knows about the open border policies of the Biden administration, and this is the disaster that they have created, and also the industry that they have created. Steve,
hang on for a second. Oscar, explain to our audience, and if you're listening on radio, particularly our ever-expanding radio presence on the John Fredericks Radio Network, this footage is unbelievable. What are we seeing right here?
We're seeing,
is this just
the
group you're with?
Yes, today in the morning it was another caravan that left from the south border of Tapachula. There's two small groups that they just left from Tapachula, one of them from 1,000, the other one from 1,500, and then this one that is 6,000.
Okay, so this is what's happening right now. Thousands of people are moving towards America right now. In this particular case, you're even seeing a kid and a couple women. Most of them are military-aged men. Just so you know.
And now other groups are leaving Tapachula also, as they're hearing that they're possibly going to get the access to move to the United States immediately.
They're probably going to get access to move to the United States immediately. This is now, I'm just making sure that I'm free from the blood of all men. Because either you're going to reject it or you're going to accept it. Accept it to your own good or reject it to your own demise. Ezekiel 33. Read the whole chapter. You'll understand what I'm talking about. This explains to you, folks, why you're seeing houses go up everywhere. This explains to you, friends, why you're seeing apartment buildings go up everywhere. I'm not telling this to you that you might fear the consequence. I'm telling you this that you might fear the Lord in being moved to action. This is going to continue until the American people deal with the corrupt within, not without. This isn't a foreign enemy doing this to us Americans. Not at all. This is why you're seeing apartment buildings go up everywhere. Literally everywhere. Folks, I can go east, I can go south, I can go north, I can go west. There's brand new apartment buildings going up everywhere. It's not a game. We're in some serious times, but as I like to say, friends, what an opportunity that we have to prove the God of Israel. The history of the church is always our backs are up against the wall, and here comes the Lord. And I'm talking about people that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. No, I'm talking about those that are genuinely Christian, born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3. That's what I'm talking to. Okay? I'm trying to get as much as I can get in over the next 2 hours, over the two-hour show today. And that is one of those that I needed to convey to the American people and people that are listening to me in other countries. Hey, folks, I just had Tommy Robinson on 2 weeks ago. He said it's not a matter of if it happens. He said it's a matter of when it happens. The UK has completely been overtaken. Germany has been completely overtaken. France has been completely overtaken. Okay? The people are now uprising. After the fact. The first thing they did was demoralize the people, and then came in the judgments, just like the Word says. Specifically what the Word says. People don't want to listen to anything until after the fact. We covered that earlier this week as well. Let's go to the next topic, the people's voice. Over the last couple of days, we've been highlighting the fact that we've had a couple actors die. I think the first one was Wednesday, then we had one on Thursday. Yesterday, I highlighted the one that I'm going to highlight right now. Fully vaxxed, Brooke Shields rushed to hospital after foaming at the mouth and turning blue. And she sits there with a smile on her face. She's all taped up and wired up with a half smirk on her face. And what's terrible about all this, friends, is they just can't figure out what's wrong. They don't know where this came from. They are just that willfully blind that they cannot put two and two together. Were you just forced by a totalitarian government under the guise of law to take a shot? Ask them. Well, yeah, we just took them. I mean, everybody took them. We totally trust this government. Although, if you ask me if I believe what the news says, absolutely not. Hypocrites. Romans 1:18. Well, they're eating the fruit of their own ways, aren't they? Many of them are. Yeah, they certainly are. Matter of fact, I want to highlight something for you right now. There's a lot going on with Mr. Kennedy. He says a lot of things that are good. He does a lot of good things. And then he goes way out into left field. But when it comes to the vaccinations and exposing vaccinations, it's amazing how many times he's exposed Big Pharma, how many times he's sued Big Pharma for the damage that vaccinations have caused. Here, let me just tell you this. I'll just say it again today. When you obey the Lord, you receive and reap the blessing. Jeremiah 17:5. When you disobey the Lord, you reap the curse. Hey, folks, when somebody like a Bill Gates or a Klaus Schwab or those in government that have been there for a long time, that have been busted for scandal after scandal, for corruption, time and time again tell you that they're looking out for you and that you need to take their vaccinations. I'm just here to tell you the Lord told you not to do it because the life is in the blood and Satan wants to get to the blood so he can come steal, kill, and destroy. Go to Leviticus 17:11 first, John 10:10 secondly. People that disobeyed that are now eating the fruit of it. I see it all day long on social media platforms. Injury or vaccinated injured or injured vaccinated. And they got a picture of them laying on the bed like you're supposed to feel sorry for them. Like they didn't have ears to hear the hundreds of thousands of doctors on a worldwide basis that were trying to warn you of what the government was up to. I'm going to play this video for you in a moment by Dr. Martin, who said this wasn't not a pandemic, it was a genocide. And he wants justice. I know there's a lot of people that want justice. It's interesting how doctors are out there right now saying, I can't believe the people are still not out and about taking care of the people that are responsible for these crimes. And you just sit there and roll over in the face of it, injustice, and another injustice is going to come right behind it. And you can rest assured that's exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to play this piece by Robert Kennedy really quick, and I want you to listen carefully to what he has to say. Because, again, he says a lot of good things, and then he gets way out there in left field again, and it's not good.
Oh, and it's become
Bill Gates'
vessel for, you know,
he's talking about Bill Gates
capitalism, which is a way of making a lot of money by controlling these international institutions that make public health policy. And for example, you get the WHO, which funds most of the African health departments to use its power and leverage over those departments to mandate vaccines for the children in those countries, and those vaccines are made almost invariably by companies in which Gates has a private financial interest, or which his foundation has a private financial interest. It was the same thing that he did with the Green Revolution in Africa. He got African countries to switch from traditional agriculture and switch it to GMO monocultures. Gates did bring in the corporations that he, you know, owns, Coca-Cola, to buy the corn syrup and the Kraft cheese and McDonald's and Monsanto and Cargill and all these other corporations to build the infrastructure for these GMO products, to build the supply chain, and then create those products and sell them to U.S. corporations. And it's been an absolute calamity for the people of Africa. And I think
it's been an absolute calamity for the people of Africa. And who's behind it all? Mr. Bill Gates. Once again, folks,
Bill Gates.
And notice the corporations that he owns. It's in the food, folks. It's not just the shots. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasizing that message to reporters on Friday.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, given them time to regroup and plot a new attack. or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to the memorial near the restaurant where the tragedy occurred.
This tragedy opens painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Really quick, I just played a video for you by that of Mr. Robert Kennedy. He is an oxymoron. I mean, he's a walking contradiction to say the least. The guy goes out there and he sues Big Pharma for vaccine damages, and yet he gets on the other hand and goes out and does interviews on local or national outlets, media outlets like Fox News and the such, and he talks about him and his family all being vaccinated. I mean, a double-minded man is what I see here. And it's like, I like a lot of things the guy says, but he gets real weird on certain issues as well. So, with that part, we're going to pick the truth out of what he's saying here. And he was just highlighting Bill Gates and his crimes concerning how he's capitalizing off of companies. And what he's doing is he's setting himself up by force where he's above the law so he can indemnify. He's not held accountable for those crimes that are being committed as long as he can make the money. Also, before I play this for you, where Bill Gates is talking about depopulation through vaccination, keep in mind that he created his ideologies, his dad said. His dad, Bill Gates' dad, used to be on the board of Planned Parenthood. Okay, and so you understand where this is coming from. This guy is a distorted, sick, demonic devil incarnate. It's exactly what he is. And he thinks he's above the law, and you're about ready to find that out, aren't you? The world has about a 6.8 billion people. That's what he said. That's headed up to about 9 billion. You're going to hear him say this in a moment. Now, if we do a really great job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could, he said, lower that perhaps by 10 or 15%. I didn't say that. Now, during the break, I was looking for this video and I pulled it up. They're eradicating, they're erasing, they're expunging those videos. They don't want you to see Bill Gates say that. That's why we continuously play these things here for you. because of the short-term memories of the people. Okay. Also keep in mind the fact checkers, all bought and paid for by the likes of the Bill Gates and the Klaus Schwabs, and the list goes on. They're trying to distance Bill Gates from saying what I said that he just said. But what you're going to hear is not me saying he said it only. You're going to hear him say it as well. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. But again, listen carefully. The mainstream media wants you to believe what they say when they said he didn't say it. Okay? You ready for this?
Productive health services, we could lower that perhaps.
Listen carefully.
15%.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, but he
didn't... Wow.
Secondly, what... He didn't say that, though, friends. The fact checkers said he didn't say that. You know who the fact checkers are, right? Snopes is a CIA operation. All three of them. They have no credibility. And interestingly enough, the fact checkers, many of them used to work for CNN. Just want you to know who's telling you the truth. And it, listen to me carefully, just got out of a local college. Bradley did, right? And it ain't them. And it ain't them. I'm going to go over to this next one. And this is Dr. Martin, okay? This is how we do it. This is how we bring things to resolve. Everybody says they want this, but there's very far and few between that are willing to put themselves on the altar of sacrifice to make sure that it happens. Justice guards our liberties. I want you to listen carefully as to what Dr. Martin has to say. Listen to everything he says. Because what he's doing here, friends, is exposing the WHO from who they are and what they're responsible for. And he also brings up the likes of a Bill Gates again. And I want you to listen to what he also said about the people that created the WHO. They put themselves in a position where they can't be prosecuted. There is nobody on this planet that operates that way. Because the law is always perpetual in the spirit. God is always at work. But the Lord is also telling the church that you have a responsibility to keep my commandments by bringing them to judgment. And if you don't want to do that, Amos 5:15 is my scriptural reference, by the way. If you don't want to do that, you're going to get more of it. This is all I can say to you because, folks, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing it for 20 years. Every day of my life, I'm doing it. I can't do it for you. You're going to have to do it for yourselves. Listen to Dr. Martin carefully. Listen to everything he is saying concerning those that are trying to dictate you and shut you down. I'll bring up that point in just a moment. Check this
out. Long past polite. When the words acceptable death rate become part of an industrial norm, we have lost the plot of humanity. And that's not my words. Those were the words of the World Health Organization and of Pfizer and of Moderna when they were given the authorization to begin the process of killing human beings in the interest of advancing their goals. Next slide. And I'm also not going to sugarcoat this. This is a criminal cartel.
He's talking about the WHO as being a criminal cartel.
So there's some sort of redeemable quality somewhere in some esoteric layer that somehow or another the World Health Organization must have some salutatory benefit. Well, I'm going to tell you, since its formation in the 1940s, the World Health Organization has been nothing more than a criminal cartel that has a sole and singular intent. And I will show you the document that proves what I'm saying. This is not an allegation. This is actually provable by their own words in their own hand. And they use a four-step process to execute every one of their nefarious plans. They begin by planning an exercise. Then they go to the business of funding that exercise. Then they create the rationale for the thing that they're going to do. And then they deploy and profit from it. and in violation of 15 U.S. Code Section 19, which, for those of you listening, coincidentally started with the Clayton Act in the same year that the World Health Organization in the United States, 1913, the same year the World Health Organization's progenitors also started. So I find it fascinating that we passed the Clayton Act in 1913, and we set in motion 110 years ago the criminal conspiracy, which we now call the World Health Organization, 110 years later. And in violation of TEFU, or TEFU, I don't know even how to say it, the TFEU, the treaty allegedly for the functioning of the European Union, which I think needs to now be called the Treaty for the Dysfunctional European Cabal, Article 101 unambiguously lays out the conditions that this was never a public health anything. It was racketeering for the purpose of instilling terror to adapt the behavior of a population.
Exactly. Period.
That's what it was. That's what it always was. And we can come up with every theoretical argument we want to make about things, but the problem, even with the theory that we had an outbreak of something, is falsifiable for the data from Zurich that shows us that in the year of the death pandemic of the globe, life insurance companies paid $30 billion less in claims. Now, if there's a medical professional or a social professional or anybody else who wants to debate that we could develop a virus cunningly that could find out your bank account, your insurance policy statements, and whether you're paid up on your premiums, that's a big ask. It turns out that the data is unambiguous. We did not have a pandemic. We had genocide.
Wow.
And we need to call it what it is. Next slide. When I say we planned it, let's make sure we understand exactly the not-so-fine print of the fine print. And I want to call your attention first to the right-hand column of the slide. This is the 2011 data that the World Health Organization, the Wellcome Trust, PATH, and the Gates Foundation did on their wonderful worldwide program for a malaria vaccine for children under the age of 6 months of age. And in their clinical trial, it's helpful to point out that they murdered 66 children in the vaccine group and then cunningly used the term control for a control group in which they murdered 28 children. Now, the reason I said murdered and the reason why I use that term is because it's exactly what it was. Because it turns out that this control group was not a saline injection. It was not some sort of innocuous, innocent thing. It was actually a cocktail of other known pathogenic disease-carrying injections. The control group was known to kill people, and the experimental control group was actually, theoretically, maybe going to kill people. And what we did was we actually went ahead and murdered them all. And cunningly, under Article 5, Section 13, which I've put on this slide, I want you to understand why I said at its formation in 1947, when the WHO was funded and founded, it was funded and founded by people intent to commit a crime because of their own language. Section 13 of Article 5 ends with the following statement. Immunity from personal arrest or detention, blah, blah, blah. Immunity from legal process of every kind. Now, if you didn't intend to commit a crime, why would you need to give yourself permanent and absolute immunity,
exactly,
from every form of prosecution and its worst, even investigation for prosecution of every kind?
Just think about that, guys. He just got done telling you those that are behind the WHO have put themselves in a position where they can't be prosecuted, nor can they be investigated. Nobody on this planet is above the law. And this is the importance of the American people and the 53 countries that are listening to me today, that you are the law, that we do this right. Again, I seek reformation, not revolution. They're the ones creating the revolution. And the way to stop the revolution is to deal with the rebels themselves. Instead of dealing with all these people on the bottom, just deal with the one that's responsible for the crime. But this is what they've done. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Gosh.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm here again to cause people to understand what we're saying here. We want a reformation, not a revolution. You want the revolution to stop, then deal with the rebels, those that are at the head of the helm. And you know who they are. This is something that we spent time on last week. Folks, you know who they are. And you got to ask yourself the question concerning these bureaucracies and these agencies that are set up, as to why there's been no justice brought upon the heads of those that are responsible for what we're dealing with today. Because they're in on it. To their own demise. At the end of the day, folks, they're like a bunch of crocodiles, a bunch of appeasers. Just hoping that they they're actually hoping that they're eaten last. That's what an appeaser is. And those at war against God, all politics aimed at the church, friends, ends in self-destruction. We've got some people that want to learn the hard way again. Okay? So I want to say this. I want to play this next piece because this is the last segment. If you want to call in, do it quick, 1-866-582-9933. I don't know who this doctor is, but I see him quite a bit. And there's so many of them that are warning the American people and people on a worldwide basis. This is a doctor on the Megyn Kelly show, and I want you to listen to what he has to say because this isn't over, folks. They're going to try this again. The WHO right now is trying to shut people down. Matter of fact, anybody that exposes them, they're calling them conspiracy theorists, and they want to have them arrested. I'm not kidding. We highlighted that over the last couple days. Okay? It's on. And things are starting to come into focus, friends. Let's listen to what this doctor has to say and listen to what he says about his surprise his summation as to why the people have not responded yet. I mean, how many people have lost family members to the experimental jabs? Look at this.
More common than we thought. People are like, well, it's mild. It's no big deal. It's self-limited, blah, blah. Look, in my world, throughout my entire career, 40-year career, myocarditis is a medical emergency. It's a dire problem. A publication just came out 5 days ago in Circulation, a major cardiology journal. An excellent study, and it showed, it took my breath away. I didn't know why it wasn't headline news. It's a large study. And
you didn't know why it wasn't headline news. Myocarditis, it's an issue with the heart. All from the experimental jabs.
At least half of the young males that got myocarditis had permanent heart damage.
Permanent heart damage to those that took the experimental jabs.
Yep. Permanent. That means that we don't know what percentage are going to be disabled by this as they get older or going to develop heart failure.
Or how many years have been taken off their natural lives because they took it.
Or going to need cardiac transplants, some of them.
Mm-hmm. Heart transplants.
Okay. It's breathtaking, this study, and why it wasn't a big headline. I've sort of sent it around a little bit.
And why it wasn't a big headline. Is this guy kidding me? 94% of all your information is driven by the same corporations.
I don't understand why people aren't reacting to it.
I don't understand why people are not reacting to it. That's the great wonder of the age right there.
27-year-old male, the illness is a nothing. So the risk is, so the vaccine is all risk.
Right. The vaccine is all risk. How many times have we heard that? And there's still people that want to justify it. Oh, really? Maybe that explains. Someone just texted me and told me, I'm sorry, folks. You just heard the bell? It's telling me GCN's phones are down. That's why we're not getting any calls over the last couple of days. Thank you. We're going to have to get that taken care of as well. Let's get back to this. He was just talking about how he can't believe how the people... The first thing he said is, I can't believe this wasn't headline news. Of course it isn't. It shows you that the useful idiots are accomplices to the crime in the cover-up concerning Big Pharma and their crimes along with corruption in government. And then let's listen to the next point he makes, because I got one more I need to play for you.
Why are we pushing?
Why are we pushing? There's nothing good about the vaccine, he said. Nothing. He said it's all wrong.
Why the push? Why are we pushing?
Why the push? This is the same government that murdered 70 million babies through the consent of the American people that stand back and allow them to do it. I can hear it. Is a nation such as this, does it not need, or should it not be judged? Oh, yeah. That's why foreigners are going to come in and dispossess the American people if the people don't take their rightful place under God.
Put your legal head on for a second.
Listen.
That universities are going to be in big trouble for having mandated young people.
Yeah, so the universities that illegally mandated, and I try to tell everybody that's been with me for years, you know how we exasperated this point. We drove this nail. We pounded on it constantly. Now they're coming out after all of this damage, all of the people that have been taken up by these experimental jabs. Now he's talking about how the universities are going to be in trouble because they mandated it. They never had a law in making reference to mandate anything in the first place, Americans, just like I said. Yes, and it makes me mad. He says the universities are in trouble for this. And he said they're going to be sued big time, and rightfully so. And people need, hey folks, lawfully, people need to be judged concerning their crimes. And I want to say this as well. You are never forced to take a shot. Biden administration is coming about and suing people. While they were, in fact, the ones saying that you have to do this, they're suing people that went along with their mandate, which was never lawful. They're suing the same people. So they're using the law against the law, just like a good communist does. Okay? I got to finish this.
Get that vaccine. People are going to get sick, and they're going to have long-term consequences, and they should sue those schools for having forced them to take a medical intervention.
100%. Okay, so they need to sue those people. Now, just for the sake of time, I want to play one more for you. This is just awesome information. That should be shouted from the rooftops. You know why you're not hearing it from the mainstream media. Again, this will explain to you why the heavy censorship illegally going on in this ministry right now. I want you to listen carefully as to what this kid does during a board meeting. Because this is absolutely pertinent. You know how I talk about the alliance? Tell me if it's not true. You ready for this one? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page.
Off the staff of who's in charge of this.
Who's in the charge of the CDC?
The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky, dual citizenship with
Israel. She's a Jew.
Israel.
That's like saying a Catholic, a Protestant, a Presbyterian, a Wesleyan. So it's not a slang word, just so you know.
He's a Jew. Deputy director of the
CDC. Deputy director of the CDC, dual citizenship with Israel, a Jew.
CDC, Pan Shoalchi.
She goes on.
Citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief of staff.
Chief of staff.
Sherry Berger, dual citizenship.
Sherry Berger, dual citizenship.
Jew. CDC
Jew.
Medical officer.
CDC medical officer, Michael Wolf.
Citizenship with Israel.
Dual citizenship with Israel, Jew.
CDC director of the Washington office.
All of them, folks. Not one of them, not two of them, all of them.
COVID, right?
This alliance. These are the synagogue of Satan, is what they are.
So, I love you, Jennifer.
Revelation 3. Read the chapter.
So
these are not
the
Jews of the
Washington
Lord. These are Jews of the synagogue of Satan.
Israel, Jew. COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavitt, dual citizenship with Israel. Jew. Assistant of Health Secretary for Human Services for our country.
Now, listen to the lady saying it's out of order for exposing the criminals. Hey, folks, all the names that you know around the CDC and in federal government that push the narrative, Jews, dual citizenship with Israel.
Has ruled that your comments are out of order. She's asked you to stop.
This is out of order to some people, friends, to those that are getting paid to conceal this information.
Exactly. Okay, good. Keep on going. Head of Pfizer vaccines.
Head of Pfizer vaccine, dual citizenship.
Scientist Michael Wilson.
Jew. Pfizer, dual citizenship, Israel Jew. Folks, it goes on. It goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on, and it goes on. Again, this is information that you cannot conceal. Folks, it's all there. You don't need, the American people don't need any more information before they do something about it. The fact of the matter is it's right in front of our faces. Politicians are not going to do it for you. Nobody's going to do it for you. The people must demand justice and hold every one of these criminals, this alliance, because they're all in it together, accountable for the crimes against humanity. Because if the American people fail, and I will end the show on this point, if the people fail to bring justice and judgment upon the heads of those that we know that are responsible for these crimes, you can again rest assured it's going to happen all over again. Okay, that's history, folks. That's just history. I'm going to end the show with this.
The CDC, Pan Shoalchi, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC chief medical officer, Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. CDC director of the Washington office. This is pertinent to the topic. We're talking about COVID, right? Yeah. This is pertinent to COVID. So, I love you, Jennifer. Yeah, please. So, director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel, Jew. COVID
it goes on, advisor, folks, for another minute.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.